So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me for The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And today I'm super excited to chat with you about the International Day of Happiness, which is coming up later in March. I'm super excited about it this year. I have a program that I built called 60 Days of Happiness with Erica Glessing. Yes, that's me. And I think the reason that I do the happiness messages, have been coming to me since 2010, and I have over 800 original happiness quotations that they just keep coming through to me all the time. They're always coming in. So I wanted to share with you an invitation to the 60 Days of Happiness with me. And it's a program where you will receive videos and audios and email messages really designed to help you shift up your happiness in a nice 60-day outline. And I'm going to just share one of the concepts that showed up as I was building this program. And it was treasure. It was treasure. And it was about treasuring this time that you're in a body on the planet and treasuring all that comes to you in your life, treasuring whatever you are right now, not needing to change anything. Yeah. Just being in that space of expansive treasuring. That's one of the 60 Days of Happiness concepts. And the other one that I find to be the most challenging of all compared to, 10 years of being in this sort of happiness teaching journey thing, is self-judgment. And so where are the places that you've judged your own creations, or you've judged your children, or you've judged your own body, or you've judged your money, or you've judged your friends? Any place you've judged anything or anyone, could you maybe just let go of 10% of that judgment? Just see if you could release some of it. Not asking for the whole planet right now. Yeah. Some of us were judged quite harshly as children. I don't know if any of you have gone through this. I'm sure I'm not the only one. And when you receive a lot of judgment as a child, one of the possibilities is that you were so bright and so shining, so connected to the stars, that people had a hard time really being around you. And sometimes they would contract in order to keep your light from getting to them. So in that contraction energy was a space of where they might express criticism or downplaying or, downright abuse. And this contraction is because they could not manage the lightness of you. So see if you could go and ask yourself to be your own champion today. And that's my challenge to you today on this Sunday. And I'm so thankful to you for listening to the show. It's gone through some huge growing pains in March. And I'm doing a lot of the shows delayed posting due to some crazy internet things at my house. So I'm so thankful to you for listening. I'm thankful for you for hanging in there. And let's see, where will I put 60 Days of Happiness? I think I'll put it on theericaglessingshow.com/happiness. That's going to be its location for you to check it out. So thank you so much. Have a most fabulous week, and I look forward to many more weeks hanging out with you.